Doctors are reporting success with newer drugs that control some kinds of cancer better than current medicines. They say these drugs reduce the risk that the cancer will come back and make treatment simpler and easier for patients. One such drug, taken as a daily pill called Tagrisso, comes from drug manufacturerAstraZeneca. The British-based company says Tagrisso targets a mutation in the patient's genes, unlike chemotherapy drugs, which can kill both cancerous and healthy cells. Doctors say the new drug's side effects can be controlled long enough that it can be used for several years to help prevent the cancer from returning. Yet, Tagrisso and other newer drugs can cost $150,000 or more a year. How much patients end up paying depends on their health care insurance, earnings, and other considerations. Lung cancer kills more than 1.7 million people worldwide each year.Roy Herbst is a doctor with the Yale Cancer Center in the United States. He led a study of Tagrisso in 682 patients with the most common form of the disease. All had operable tumors with a mutation in a gene called EGFR. This unusual genetic structure is found in 10%to 35% of such cases, mainly among Asians and non-smokers. About half of the patients were given chemotherapy after their tumor operation. The drug treatment uses powerful chemicals to kill the cancer cells. The patients then took Tagrisso or harmless pills called placebos.Independent observers stopped the study in April when the effectiveness of Tagrisso seemed clear. After 2 years, on average, 89% of patients taking the drug were alive without cancer returning, compared to 53% of those on the placebo. Severe side effects were a little more common on Tagrisso.They included patients feeling tired and reddish skin in the mouth or around the nails. U.S. health officials have approved Tagrisso for use in treating advanced lung cancer, and the excitement now is moving this earlier before the disease has widely spread, noted Herbst. The drug costs about $15,000 a month.Men with advanced prostate cancer often are treated with medicines to block male hormones that can help the cancer grow. The drugs are injected as shots in the arm every few months, but take days or weeks to start working. They can also cause bone pain and other problems.An experimental drug called Relugolix is a different kind of hormone blocker and the first meant for use as a daily pill. The drug is a product of Myovant Sciences. Researchers tested it against shots of the drug Luprolide, an injectable man-made hormone, every 3 months in 930 men. They were treated for nearly a year. The company reports that about 97% of those on the experimental drug kept hormones blocked throughout that time, compared to 89% on Luprolide. 4 days after the start of treatment, 56% of men on Relugolix and none on Luprolide had hormones blocked. 3% of the men taking relugolix experienced a serious heart problem, such as a heart attack or stroke. That compares to 6% of the men on leuprolide. The difference was even greater among men who suffered heart problems earlier. Myovant is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the drug. Merck and Company manufactures Keytruda, an experimental drug that helps the body's natural defense system find and fight cancer. Keytruda proved better than traditional chemotherapy treatments for people with advanced colon cancer and tumors with gene defects that result in a high number of mutations. The study involved 307 patients in France. Those given Keytruda went more than 16 months on average before their cancer worsened. That compares with 8 months for those taking chemotherapy treatments. After a year, 55% on Keytruda were alive without worsening cancer compared to 37% on chemotherapy. After 2 years, the rate was 48% versus nearly 19%. About 22% of people getting Keytruda had severe side effects compared to 66% on chemotherapy. The Associated Press adds that Keytruda costs about $12,500 a month. I'm Jonathan Evans.